Well, hello, my name is Peter Pilgrim. It's the 7th of December 2009. It's a Monday, it's cold, it's miserable, and I'm speaking to you from Liverpool Street in the centre of London, actually at 33 Old Broad Street, which is one of the buildings of Lloyds Banking Group. So over the last 10 days, after the M4 release of Xenon Data Grid and the Nelson Effects Framework, I admit I attended the Eclipse Demo Camp, which was at Skills Matter London, and had a chance to see what Neil Bartlett was working on, the JavaFX 1.2 plugin for Eclipse, and it was working very well. Thanks for that, Neil, and it's going to be out shortly. And of course, he says that the JavaFX rapid application development is written in JavaFX and will also be able to run on the Eclipse plugin when that is released. So please, the sponsor, pay Neil to get this thing up and running. Now, my second point is I read Steve Algin's article about JavaFX is dying. Actually, the full title was, let me get this right, Did RIM, as in WIM, Research in Motion's BlackBerry Kill JavaFX, which was a very controversial and flame-baiting title for a blog. And where he mentions, did you hear that the loud FUD at this week's BlackBerry Developer Conference in San Francisco, California, which obviously was a week before DevOx? No, I did not. And some of the things that he wrote was that because BlackBerry decided to support Flash, the Flash platform on REM, but BlackBerry's that it was the end for JavaFX, which obviously I don't agree with in my humble opinion. So what do I think about this? I wrote a lot of it in my blog article on jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim. And I ranted and I rambled on too much, but in a nutshell, the first thing is the economic conditions here. Everybody knows there's market dislocation and there's not a lot of money for hiring new resources. So the biggest problem of JavaFX or FX is the lack of user interface components. And you've read Fred Brooks' law, if you throw enough men or women at the project, it doesn't mean that you get the same efficiency and productivity, and it's really a design issue. Definitely components are needed, and even if you threw 100 man people or women people at the project, you'd probably be still where you are, because those components and the actual user interfaces interaction has to be thought about. The first point is obviously JavaFX is going to be behind Adobe Flex, and obviously the market dislocation means that number two is that we are in a, because of the economic disruption, everything is compressed or compromised, as they say, and that, you know, it looks like there's a lot going on, but in actual fact there's still progress going on. And if it was a booming market, lots of people would have more opportunities to try out JavaFX or Silverlight or Flex or any other thing they could damn well think about and do, but at the moment we can't. So number three is that he mentioned something about, Steve Algin mentioned something about the iPhone platform. Everybody knows that the iPhone platform is obviously closed. You cannot develop an application for an iPhone unless you get it through the application store, the app store, which is the consumer store. That is the locked door you must go through. And both Sun Microsystems, I believe, thought about running a cross compiler for the JVM, but it would, in their opinion, compromise the history of the heritage of the JVM to actually produce a cross compiler. Now Adobe has decided to get around the walled garden by actually developing a plugin for CS5, and that will be out on the Flash platform CS5 next year. And that is, in principle, what my article was about. So I'm running out of time.